de Vermont and Lee. Well, I can't leave you alone, Annie. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear of. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you ever do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Hello, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. A great pleasure having you tuned in. Hope things are going extremely well where you are. Have some blues to improve them for the next hour, whatever it may be. First of all, we give Earl Hooker his admission. Earl, thank you.
Annie Lee.
We'll be listening for you at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. We have more new releases to go through this week. Three albums we're going to get through. We're going to give a little bit more time to a couple of them, so there won't be quite as many tracks or quite as much variety between the different ones. But there's a pretty good amount of, I'd say there's a good bit of differential here between the three artists we have. We're starting off with a band from Florida, and I've mentioned many times the recent development in Florida's blues scene, probably for the last 10 years, from Tampa across to the Space Coast and on south. There's just a lot of blues, a lot of places to play, a lot of festivals and all that. Well, it's been going on longer than that for many people, and one of the outfits that's been taking advantage of that goes back all the way to the early 1980s is the Backtrack Blues Band out of the Tampa Bay area. These guys got started based, I think, on the popularity of the Fabulous Thunderbirds when they first started coming around. That band was formed in the late 70s in Dallas and in Austin, Texas. And out of that traveling they did and their first couple of records that really caught on with hard blues aficionados before they had their big breakout with MTV and some of the records they had a little bit later, the blues audience that found them fell in love with them. And so you had the harmonica, you had the guitar, had a good lead vocal style and bass and drums. And that was kind of the same hallmark that had been the case with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, although they usually used two guitarists in the band. And that's exactly what we have in Backtrack, two guitarists, bass drums, and a frontman who sings and plays harmonica. And I'm not sure how many years it is. It's 30-something for sure, and they've been going for quite a while. This is their fifth album over that period of time. It's called Way Back Home on Harpo Records, and a bunch of original songs on here and a couple of good covers. The name Backtrack Blues Band comes from a little Walter Jacobs song called Backtrack, one of his instrumentals from back in the day, and his influence continues to reign heavily on all contemporary blues now, and there's hardly any harmonica players out there that don't quote him, and some actually dote on him for their performances. We'll start with one that gets some of that going. It's called Shoot My Rooster, an original song, a classic Chicago shuffle. And this band specializes in those things, at least on this recording. They've done other stuff as well, but a lot of that kind of stuff right here. Then we go to one called Nobody But You, and this actually is a little Walter cover. Written, I'm not sure who actually came up with this first, but it appears on a Walter record somewhere along the way. And then back to original music with one called Heavy Built Woman. This is kind of the take on the classic big-legged woman line from the blues iconography. And this, again, a classic blues-style shuffle. Way Back Home is the album. The band is the Backtrack Blues Band on Harpo Records. We will hear Shoot My Rooster, Nobody But You, and Heavy Built Woman.
Complete. Start a ball a rolling, rolling like a tumbleweed. I'm rolling to you right to my heart. You know I want to be here. Nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you, babe. But you can cut your show is sweet. Word I said, nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you, baby. Set my very soul.
Loving the girl, the how to please, she's the heavy bill woman. Hey,
Now, who knows how often the big-legged woman theme has been serviced in blues lyrics, but here it is one more time from the Backtrack Blues Band, an original song called Heavyset Woman. And with this thing, or excuse me, Heavy Built Woman is how they have it set here. And it's been used a lot, but it goes back into the culture of the blues and the culture of Black American history, where it sprang from originally. Still, it's been adapted to the style, and the bands like this, like Backtrack, that are playing very much in the styles from the mid-60s to the mid-70s that were started by, again, the Butterfield Blues Band to start with, and then the Fabulous Thunderbirds in their beginning way of playing. That's where these guys have brought their style from. Very straight up, solid groove, the kind of thing that packed the dance floor, and the ability to jam and raise the temperature with both guitar and harmonica very nicely without ever losing track of that beat. Before Heavy Built Woman, we had Nobody But You, the little Walter Jacobs cover, and we started off with Shoot My Rooster, and again, straight up blues work, and that's what this band is known for. The album Way Back Home by Backtrack Blues Band is on Harpo Records. You are listening to Talking the Blues, and if you enjoy this program, you can find it on podcast, along with all of our other locally produced programming. Go to WLRH.org, click on programs, and slide down until you find one you like, and there's a whole bunch of them up there. They've been archiving now for a good while, and we have a lot of them for your perusal. Our next artist is one I'm happy to see return. Her name is Venice Thomas, and I will spell for you Venice, V-A-N-E-E. S-E. The last name Thomas might be familiar for a lot of different things, but in the blues world and R&B, we think of the Thomas family from Memphis, and that would be Rufus Thomas, the late R&B singer, and originally a vaudeville. He went all the way back to vaudeville in his career, came forward as R&B as one of the early, early Black radio broadcasters, and a man who came up with things like the Funky Chicken, Walking the Dog, and other R&B hits from the 60s on into the 70s. Was famous for the Watt Stacks concert out on the West Coast, where he was videoed getting an entire football stadium full of people down onto the football field while they were playing, and then getting them all to go right back to their seats again. Pretty amazing crowd control, all without stopping a thing. Just keep singing and keep playing. Amazing stuff. Well, his daughter Carla Thomas has had quite a name in R&B. His son Marvell Thomas is really well known as a Memphis keyboard player and artist, writer, and arranger. But Venice has not been as well known because she went to New York and got involved in music theater and got involved in choral work and other such things. And it's only been recently she's been really forging her record career. The last one she had a couple of years ago, called Blues From My Father, became nominated for Blues Music Awards. We played it on this program, and I'm still playing it on some of the other places that I play as well. Great Memphis-style music. Venice Thomas writes really well, and she has a first-class band led by her husband, and they have done a fine job to come forward with this new release. We're going to pick up four tracks from it, starting off with one called Mystified. Now, this is a very modern minor key Memphis R&B song, but it draws back all the way to maybe the late 70s for its original style. You hear this groove, and right away, you know, you're thinking Memphis, Tennessee. Then Country Flunk, this one comes in and takes a kind of a clavis Memphis, almost a stomp groove, really, but they shuffle it a bit, and they add some acoustic instruments that are a little bit outside the norm for Memphis blues productions, and it makes for a pretty unique genre-bending modern blues, all again with a fine vocal by Venice Thomas. Sweet Talk Me starts off, this is R&B with a classic guitar riff. This will probably make you think of late 1950s Memphis things, the things that perhaps Howlin' Wolf was doing before he left town and some of that kind of stuff. When he moved to Chicago, of course, Howlin' Wolf always said he was the only blues artist to come from Mississippi and Memphis and drive his own car all the way to Chicago because he was successful already before he got there. This one sounds a bit like that, but a nice, romantic, upbeat dance floor groove. And then last of all, interestingly here, Venice Thomas covers a song by Fleetwood Mac. It's called The Chain. And this one is done in a very swampy fashion. Acoustic instruments abound. The beat is still there with the electric bass and the drums. But she does a nice job, and we hear the Fleetwood Mac song, but we definitely hear Venice taking it clean over. The album is called The Long Journey Home. It's on Segway Records. If Venice Thomas is the artist, we will hear Mystified, Country Funk, Sweet Talk Me, and The Chain. Mm-hmm.
everybody sing, yeah. Listen to the music.
Baby, you leave me no choice. is when I hear your voice. I love the way you sweet talk me, the way you say you love me, the way that you call my name. I love the way you sweet talk me, baby, say you love me over and over again. You come a knocking at my back door. Why do I bother when I've been here before? Sweet smiles and laughter make me lose my cool.
running in the shadows. Damn your love, damn your life. Break the silence. Damn the door, damn the light.
Damn your life.
And if you
Isn't it amazing how those acoustic instruments blended in with the Memphis groove and the Memphis vocals make it sound almost like one of the Canadian records that have come out now where all blues styles and root styles are all fair game in Canada. But this, nope, a Memphis recording by Venice Thomas, the fine vocalist who's come back with another great record after her last one, and it is called The Long Journey Home. It's on Segway Records. The last thing we heard there was The Chain, best known by its original version done in the Fleetwood Mac band. Before that, we had Sweet Talk Me with its straight-up Memphis groove. Country Funk, which again kind of borrowed some acoustic records, acoustic sounds to make it go in there and fit in with it and change the texture of the song. And we started off with the classic Memphis R&B sound of Mystified, and it's a great love song. It's in there as well. Venice Thomas won award nominations, if not awards, for her last release a couple years ago. I bet she'll be back in with this one as well. You are listening to Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave. A great pleasure being with you now. We go to a different recording now entirely, a live recording made back in 2010 in Los Angeles from one of the original Delta blues players, one of the last ones who survived, and that is David Honeyboy Edwards. The album is called I'm Gonna Tell You Something That I Know, and it's issued as a combination CD and DVD package. I don't think there's any other way to get it. And you have David playing along with Jeff Dale and Jeff Dale's band as part of it. Now, David Edwards came up as a solo performer. He played from about the age 15, and at the time this was made, he was 95 years old, still playing. But like many people who started out playing on his own, and they used to call it in the blues, the term for this style of playing was country time. And when they say time, they weren't really referring to the meter or the beat, which remained very consistent. Your dancers and all had to know where the one and two were. As long as you had the downbeat and the backbeat, the boom, bang, boom, bang, it didn't matter what else you did in between those things. You could make it a shuffle, boom, ba-bang, ba-boom, ba-bang, or a cut time, boom, ta-ta-bang, ta-ta-boom, ta-ta-bang. Didn't matter. That, as long as that was there, they could move and stay with it. If you lost that, then you had bad time. Country time involved the cadence of where the chords changed. And that meant you could drop your chord changes in almost any place as long as the basic pulse stayed true. And many of the more iconic blues artists out there, Lightnin' Hopkins, John Lee Hooker, a bunch of them, played in what was called country time. It just happened to work out. They did it wherever they wanted. And if you played with them, it was a big, big challenge because you could not anticipate where their chord changes were going to happen. Well, that shows up on this record. David is used to playing by himself, and the guys playing along with him do their best to make it all fit together. Sometimes they follow, sometimes they're kind of tentative, but hey, I've had to be there and do that, and I know exactly how it is. We'll start off home with it called That's All Right. It's an old Jimmy Rogers song, Jimmy known well for his work of his own and also with Muddy Waters. And this is just pretty much straight ahead with a second guitar accompaniment by Jeff Dale and some harmonica in there also on occasion. Then the band checked in for the next two, one called Apron Strings, which is a Honey Boy Edwards original. And this has a nice kind of a Memphis, a 50s style Memphis groove. Once again, we're back in the Memphis things. And then Going Down Slow, the classic St. Louis Jimmy Odin song that came from probably somewhere in the late 30s, early 40s, I believe, and been covered by everyone, including Howlin' Wolf. And this one goes on for some time, and the groove changes around a bit on this as the band finds ways to get behind him. And that's what we'll have. Recorded live before a live audience, a man 95 years old, still playing and singing. The vocal comes and goes as he remembers to focus himself on his microphone. That's not the fault of the recording engineer. It's simply that he would just drift away from the microphone as if I did it right now talking the same way. That's the effect we're getting from David Honeyboy Edwards. The album is on Pro Show Records, and Pro Show Business Records, I should say. And David Honeyboy Edwards is called I'm Going to Tell You Something That I Know. And on the DVD, he has a spoken section that I haven't seen yet that he talks about some of these people who know them. Let's put this into perspective. David Honeyboy Edwards was playing with Robert Johnson the night that Robert Johnson was poisoned and was with him the next couple of days while he rides around on the ground and finally died, and has that story in his background. Not a bad pedigree for the blues. Here he is with That's All Right, Apron Strings, and Going Down Slow.
I'm just a blues player, that's all I'm is. Time. Come on, be a dollar new. Sure to be mine, that's all right. You know, you know, that's all right. Every time that I want to die,
thank you.
Kansas City. I said not enough time to finish this track here where he sings St. Louis Jimmy Odin's Going Down Slow. This is David Honeyboy Edwards, recorded live in 2010 at 95 years of age. Before that, Apron Strings, and That's All Right, the album called I'm Gonna Tell You Something I Know. David Honeyboy Edwards before that, and we had Venice Thomas and Backtrack Blues Band. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
Let's hang around and see. I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.